extinguishing wildfires. There were bomb attacks and migrants drowning. But here in the Rila Mountains, there was only Lena cycling old roads to Beli Iskar, its red-tiled houses dotted between trees and incandescent in the sun. A cat crossed the track, and it was still a surprise to see them after Flew and the culls. Two women in their garden shifting logs were watching her. Here it begins. "Dobro den," Lena said, lifting one hand briefly. The younger, darker one gave a curtailed nod with her hands full of wood. The elder murmured, "Dobro den." Then, without emotion,
"It was dead."
"All right," Lena said in the Bulgarian she had carefully mastered. "May I retrieve the tag?" They had known she must come, and if she got her tablet out, she could localize the signal perfectly, but she made no move to do so. The women glanced at each other, then away, and it was the elder who moved into the road, her hand making a graceful gesture that was somehow both inviting and resigned. She took Lena to the open barn of the neighbouring house, its irregular walls draped in roses and hops. There was no one around other than the two women, but, as always, the ancient walls seemed watchful to Lena, the shadows dense beneath the twisted vines. The dead deer was waiting in the dusty shade, already gutted, hanging from its hocks and skinned neatly, limbs long as if it were still leaping. "Blagodaria," she thanked the woman, and, as she did so, heard new voices. Three men, the younger woman standing with them in the road, her face turned to the two cows now waiting sleepily beside her, their dark eyes mournful and their bells silent.
"Dobro den," Lena said again. "I'm here for the tag."
To collect the tiny data tag either she or Tiago had injected into the thick muscle of the deer's neck 3 years ago. From it, she would learn its last moments, its heart rate, stress level, immune response, reproductive condition. For her research, of course. But first, and by the laws of the Environment Security Force who owned this mountain reserve, and thus everyone in it, she must distinguish the crime of poaching from a permitted scavenge. These people would not have dared poach one of the deer, so many of which were tagged. If they took such a risk, it was only ever for smaller game, less likely to be missed. But they knew she must check anyway. One of the men, young and corded with muscles and hostility, pushed his way into the garden.
"The tag?"
he said, and laughed. At the harsh sound, one of the cows lifted its head, bells singing quietly, and the old woman murmured something Lena didn't catch, his name, perhaps.
"May I?" Lena said.
It was the wrong thing to say, she realised immediately, the request too glaringly empty.
"Will you collect them from us, too, when we die? It is not enough that your cameras watch us, but you must track us as well, make us animals?"
He gestured at the hanging deer, the cavity of its emptied body like an eye and an accusation. Given the timing, Tiago had offered to run this errand in Lena's place, and Lena had said no. Yet now she was hyper-aware of her own body, as tall as the men, but without their solidity. Faster, perhaps, not stronger. She had a knife in her bag for dissecting out the tag, but the thought of it skimmed over her mind without traction.
"I know," she said gently. "It must feel..."